Hi, this is Steve Meyer, and I want to thank you for being a regular listener of the ID the Future podcast. We appreciate your interest in intelligent design and the work we're doing to develop the case for the theory of intelligent design. And I'd like to encourage you, if you find these broadcasts edifying, intellectually or otherwise, to become a regular financial supporter of the work of the Center for Science and Culture. You may know that we depend entirely on private donations. We don't get any federal money. We don't get government money for our scientific research program. And if you find the work that we're doing interesting, we'd be awfully grateful if you'd consider becoming a partner in that work by providing whatever you're able to ensure that that work goes forward.
I'm Robert Crowther at the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle. From the blue whale to the virus, from the macro to the micro, current scientific evidence reveals Darwinism's most fatal flaw, the billions of missing links in the just-so story of random chance development of life. The following is a short excerpt from Jeffrey Simmons' excellent book, Billions of Missing Links. The cockroach. Nearly everything about the cockroach defies the theory of evolution. Relatively speaking, this insect may be the roughest, toughest species around. It certainly is the most enduring, having been on Earth, essentially unchanged, for about 350 million years. One would think it had plenty of time to evolve way beyond us, perhaps by flying spaceships to distant galaxies by now. Nonetheless, cockroaches may also be among the smartest non-humans around. Researchers who challenge animals to solve mazes say that a cockroach is nearly as smart as an octopus, which ranks right below dolphins and chimps. Cockroaches eat almost anything, live just about anywhere, and survive nearly everything that man and nature can throw at them. They may even become the last survivors of this planet. Some experts think they could survive a nuclear blast. Perhaps not precisely at ground zero, where even dirt dies, but they may well be the first and closest living beings to return. The lethal dose of radiation for a human is less than 1,000 rads over a few weeks, whereas a laboratory cockroach can survive 9,600 rads over 5 weeks. Despite our universal aversion to these creatures, the feelings are not mutual. Cockroaches like what we eat, especially the items we discard. They like what we read, to eat, not peruse. They love the treats we leave out in fruit bowls, candy dishes, and pet dishes. They enjoy traveling wherever we go, nothing better than the crevice inside a suitcase to Bimini. And they love our homes, hotels, businesses, and restaurants. Despite all their affection for us, they have never made good pets. There are over 3,500 identified species of cockroaches, but that number is likely to top 5,000, since new varieties are found every year. They range in size from 1/10 of an inch to nearly 4 inches. Some are small enough to hitch a ride on the backs of leafcutter ants. Florida holds the gold medal for the most species, while Texas owns silver. They're related to mantids and grasshoppers, and can be identified by leathery forewings, an egg purse, and certain mouth parts. Their anatomy is amazingly complex. Their exterior is covered with a very durable, yet multi-jointed and flexible, suit of armor that is no thicker than a hair's width. It hardens within hours of their birth. Later, when they outgrow it, they will suck in enough air to break the seams, eat the busted pieces. Remember, they eat nearly anything. Suck in air again to maximize their size, and then secrete a new coating that quickly hardens and tans. The process is called molting, and it happens about 4 to 7 times over their lifespan. It keeps moisture in and bacteria out, and it is manipulated by more muscles than we have. This is an all-or-none phenomenon, as a half coat is a half too short. A delay in the hardening process can make them very vulnerable and more ugly. They run on three legs, alternating the front and back leg on one side, paired with the middle leg on the other side. If one compares distance covered compared to body length, relatively speaking, they are three times faster than a cheetah. One species has a special tongue to absorb water vapor from the air. Although they eat decaying wood, none of them can actually digest wood without special protozoa in their gut, similar to termites. These symbiotic microorganisms are passed from parents to offspring. Their antennae have 130 segments. They have bristles for grooming, and they can easily sense temperature, motion, and anything edible. They have special mouth parts, similar to crab claws, which check out the food before they bite into it. They also have a second set of teeth in their stomachs, just to finish the job. Their legs have a ball and socket joint similar to a human hip, and a hinge joint like our knees. They have two brains, one in the head and one near their behind. This may be why they can live for weeks if their head is cut off. Hissing cockroaches from Madagascar actually do hiss, like cats do, to deter predators. They are able to reach 70 decibels louder than casual conversation, and they can be heard at 12 feet. It seems that hissing could not have come about in intermediate steps, lynx. Imagine a prehistoric cockroach trying a low decibel grunt or hiss in the face of a dangerous predator. Hissing under one's breath, one would guess, was less than useful. To be effective, it had to be done in the right way the first time, accompanied by the right body language. Despite being avid groomers, cockroaches are attracted to garbage and excrement. They live among trash and excrement, and they enjoy eating all types of human and animal waste. Sewers are one of their favorite hangouts, and cleaning up the planet is truly their job. The downside is the obvious. They pick up and carry nearly every disease found in sewers. This, of course, explains most of our aversions. Their gifts that keep on giving include hepatitis, dysentery, and polio. The polio epidemic in the 1950s may well have been spread more by cockroaches than by people. Cockroaches do not get ill from these pathogens. Like one of us carrying dog hair or cat dander on our clothes, they inadvertently transport these infectious agents on their legs and external casing to your food, kitchen countertops, children's toys, bedding, toothbrushes, and restaurants. Viruses, bacteria, fungi, spores, specks of urine and feces literally fall off or rub off wherever they go. Cockroaches may be good for recycling waste, but due to their massive numbers and frequent need to expel gas, they are also a major contributor to methane levels and the greenhouse effect. Contrary to evolutionary thought about survival of the fittest, certain male cockroaches, like the Tanzanian species, select partners with the lowest social rank and produce the lowest possible number of offspring. The more inferior, the more appealing. Why? Many other questions arise. Where is the precedent for a second brain or the second set of teeth in the stomach? How did 130 segments in the antennae evolve, one at a time or all at once? How could the whole mechanism of molting the old coat and secreting the new coat come about in intermediate steps? It's sort of like ripping your clothes off during a teenage growing spurt and then running around in your birthday suit for a few hours while someone makes you new clothes. The proceeding was excerpted from the book Billions of Missing Links by Dr. Jeffrey Simmons. Stephen Meyer calls the book a well-researched and open-minded analysis of Darwinian evolution. Billions of Missing Links is available through Amazon.com and all major bookstores. Jeffrey Simmons has an MD and practices medicine in Oregon. He has studied the human body and evolutionary theory for more than 40 years and has authored 8 books, including What Darwin Didn't Know.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2014. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.